What are you calling this new doctrine that you're writing about?
Well, I, having no imagination, I just stole it right from Alfred Mahan, who had laid out sea power for the United States back in the late 1800s, and I call it internet power, which is that it's up to the United States at this point to step forward and to put forward a doctrine at this point that says, look, we want a peaceful use, we want an orderly use of cyberspace, we're willing to take the lead here, both internationally and domestically, and assert ourselves to make sure that America has a peaceful and positive use of cyberspace.
Now, you write in this piece on the Security Debrief blog that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com that you write about sea power and developing the doctrine there. The Defense Department has established cyber as its own domain. How is the cyber domain as DOD has defined it similar to or different from what you're talking about that you're naming internet power?
I wish the rest of the United States was as prepared for the challenge of cyber as DOD. I think the Defense Department has done what it does very well, which is they go back, they take a look at the problem, they define the problem, and they move ahead from there. Cyberspace isn't just about DOD. It isn't just about the federal government. It's about 308 million people who use or have the potential of using the internet and being involved in cyberspace. How do we protect private companies? How do we protect cyber citizens, individuals? What is it that we need to do to protect our companies in cyberspace? And what's the interaction between the government and the individual? We really have a lot beyond just simply the government here that we have to worry about, and we're the only one that can provide it. The federal government does one thing. It is a social good. It provides protection to its people. And that's what it's supposed to do. And so far, at least in that role, I think we've come up short.
But if we want to get all Federalist Papers on each other, the federal government receives the power to be able to do that from the people. And that's defined through the electoral process when it comes to the way that DOD looks at things and the way DOD executes national defense. There are a lot of factors in cyber defense that are dramatically different. Number one, a lot of the infrastructure is owned by the private sector, and they haven't yet ceded the responsibility or indicated a willingness to give to the federal government oversight over that security.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that. Don't get me wrong on this one. I have, and you and I are alike in terms of reading our Federalist Papers, but I'll go back to provide for the common defense. And one of the challenges of the internet is there is no divide here between public and private. We're all in a big space out here to be taken either advantage of or to be protected. And ultimately, it's only the federal government, it's only the United States government, that can sort of lay out the set of rules saying, look, this is how we need to protect ourselves because we're all interconnected on this one. Fact of the matter is that industrial companies, are being raided on a consistent basis by foreign powers, Chinese in particular. We have our commercial space, that we need to have protected that is constantly being interrupted either by raiders or other people who are attempting to break down the system. And we have a system here writ large in terms of the internet that is growing increasingly complex and part of our overall total society. When you look back at the Cold War, what this government, and we look back at any situation in which there's police or law enforcement or war, it's ultimately up to the government to try to protect its people. Now, the complexities of trying to do this, don't get me wrong, I'm not dismissing this, but until we sit down and think to ourselves specifically what it is that we want to do here, we're spending a lot of money, running around in a lot of places, talking to a lot of people, wasting a lot of time, and we've got to have a definitive doctrine, and the reason I'm suggesting internet power at this point is simply to put my foot down and say, all right, we have a responsibility as the federal government, let's move ahead, let's move forward on this. There are ways of working this out. The strategy and tactics are always going to be hard, but let's put our foot down at this point and say this is a question of social need. This is a question of providing for the common defense of the United States.
Your statement there about what we're doing in cyberspace in the first place is interesting because I think it belies a little bit of a difference of worldview between you and policymakers and government right now, and you get to it in this part of your piece. As for the United States, we have yet to exercise anywhere near our full power in cyberspace. I think a lot of the thought process that's going on in government is still, what are we doing here and how can we defend ourselves? How can we at least protect ourselves? And maybe not quite yet thinking about exercising any level of power. Is that fair to say, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, clearly DOD has had the lead on this, and they have thought in terms of how we protect our defense system and how we might take some kind of, using their term, kinetic action or actions, et cetera. But, you know, we really haven't come to grips yet with, you know, what constitutes our version of threat within cyberspace. What are we willing to protect? Are we going to protect against everything? Are we going to protect against, you know, certain things? Are we going to protect certain industries? Are we going to protect certain individuals? Are we going to set a set of standards at this point? All of this comes back from the idea of, all right, what is it that we want to do in this space? If this is a separate domain, and DOD at this point has stepped forward and says it is a separate domain, and I think it is too, like land, sea, air, or space, what's the American position here? What is it we intend to do for our government? What is it we intend to do for our citizens?
You write another thing that I think is that I wonder about. You write, Internet power means the United States steps forward and sets the rules of the game both internationally and domestically. Isn't it too late for that already?
Well, I think it's still, in fact, I would flip it around. I think it's very early. I think we are still feeling our way through this process internationally. I think we're still feeling our way through this process domestically. I mean, if you think back about 3 or 4 or 5 years, where we were in terms of our use of social network, where we were in terms of our use of commercial network, where we were in terms of our development of net-centric defense and offense in the military, you know, we got here real fast. And that's one of the reasons for the, I know for the scattered approach that we've had in terms of dealing with this. Everybody's putting out individual fires, but I don't think we know and have a clue yet as to where we're going here. And I don't think the United States has really exercised the kind of power it could exercise at this point, in part because it doesn't have a basic doctrine to go from. It's simply answering the fire alarms that are popping up all around the world and internally, and not really coming at it from a thoughtful, organized fashion.